Blog Talk Radio.
Here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting, and everything is going to be all right. We talking about discipline and business, reckless in life. What up, y'all? Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday, and I'm glad it's here. I really am thanking God it's Friday. It's been a rough week. It's been a rough month, to be honest with you. But you know, we press on. And we keep going on and 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 on. We got a good show for y'all tonight. We got a good topic, something that we can relate to. A lot of us can relate to something that we can get into. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into it tonight on this Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We are talking about disciplined in business. Reckless in personal life. Have you ever known somebody that was so good with money? They could start businesses. They were hustlers. They had their money. Straight. You know how some people be like, I'm about my paper. I don't play when it comes to my paper. Well, that would describe them. They all about that cash. They make sure that they make more money by mistake than a whole lot of people make on purpose. You know, there's nothing with the dollar that they can't do. You come up with an idea, they come up with a way to make it work. They are good with the businesses. They're good with the hustle. They're good with the businesses. Establishing things. They have that business mind and they're very disciplined. They get up at certain times. They are very regimented. They make sure that they get it popping when it comes to that money. But in other areas of their life, they might be totally undisciplined. You know, in their personal lives, they might be all over the place. And this sounds oxymoronic and it sounds crazy and it sounds like it doesn't really make sense, because normally when people are OCD, when they are regimented, like really, really staunchly regimented, and when they're disciplined in one area, normally crosses over into other areas. But there are exceptions to every rule. And when we're talking about this rule, when we talk about this here rule, when we talk about this here rule, well, sometimes it gets a little dicey. So you might know somebody that makes a lot of money, always pockets full, always, you know, paper straight, contract signed, money in the bank, budget is tight. But they might be really reckless when it comes to sex, their sexual activity. They might be all over the place. They might not be able to control their loins. The loins go here, there. They might be reckless in love. They might be reckless in family, you know, totally, totally undisciplined when it comes to matters of the heart, totally undisciplined when it comes to matters of sex, and maybe even their physical shape. They might be an overeater. Oh, yeah, they a businessman, but they a fat businessman. Yeah. Eat any and everything that come in sight. Pulling their zipper down, pulling their pants down every time a pretty woman or a man asks them to get undressed. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, if y'all think that these pieces don't fit, well, check the scenario. Check out the scenario. Have you ever known somebody that, like I said, maybe they have a good job, maybe they run their own business, whatever it is, they always got money. You ain't never got to worry about that part of it. No, they ain't never in a threat to have their utilities turned off or anything like that. They always have a surplus of cash, and they always work their money right. But they might have, like, double-digit children by double-digit moms. A man got all of this money, got all of these businesses going. Wake up early in the morning, go to bed, sleep at night. I mean, go to bed at night late. But you can see that he's unsettled in his love life. So he got children over here in this part of town, that part of town, this part of the state, out of state, the tri-state, and another state. Yeah. Two or three women pregnant at the same time. So he uses the discipline that he has for making money to spend his money on pussy. He might be not only is he undisciplined when it comes to, say, sex, but he might be also undisciplined when it comes to sex partners. He might be undisciplined when it comes to, he might be like one of those strip club going to ass niggas. He throwing money. Yo, I'm throwing 10,000 a night, throwing 10,000. Might have a sex addiction. That kind of stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, maybe it doesn't go that far, but I'm sure you can relate to something that I'm talking about, because we all know somebody who has double-digit children. We all know some niggas that we like. We all know a Nick Cannon. You know we all know a Nick Cannon. Everybody knows a Nick Cannon. Every black person knows a Nick Cannon around their way. Every black person knows a Nick Cannon that can't afford to be a Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is a multimillionaire. He can afford all of these children. We know people who only make thousands doing the same thing that Nick Cannon does. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't work their money, or that they are unable to take care of their kids, but they making them two and three pregnant at the same time, two or three and pregnant at the same time. Yeah, my son and my daughter was born 2 or 3 months apart, only weeks apart. Yeah, I know I was thinking and moving. I was going through something, and this is something I'm proving. Yo, y'all can judge me how you want to judge me, but y'all wasn't there, so y'all never could see the things that I saw. I got caught up, but I did what I had to do, so that's on me. Yup, I'm still going to be the person that I am. I'm glad I had the kids that I have, and I don't give a damn what nobody say. I'm going to take care of each and every one of my way. Yo, you know what I'm talking about. Today is all about me and her and them, and we going to make sure that we get that stem. Stimulus. I don't have to depend on no stimulus. I got my own money, got my own hustle. I don't have to depend on the man. I don't have to depend on the man. We all know a Nick Cannon in the hood. Y'all know we do. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. Reckless in personal life. We all know a Nick Cannon. We all know a man who has way too many children, way too many baby moms. We all know a woman. Now, I don't know if we all know a woman, because I don't know an example like this in business, even show business. Or do I? Who do we know? What woman do we know, famous or otherwise, well-known, who has a lot of children by different baby fathers, but still be getting that money? Are any of our famous actresses or singers that way? Do we know any female singers that got a bunch of kids by Erykah Badu? Erykah Badu. I think that's one. Now, see, I don't know how disciplined Erykah Badu is in business. I don't have any knowledge of that. But I do know, I don't think that Erykah Badu has any children. I don't think that she has two children by the same father. Now, I could be wrong. But I believe that Erykah Badu has about, what, four or five children? Four or five baby fathers? Hold on. We're going to get to the bizag. We're going to get to the bag. Kiki Wyatt. Now, I know Kiki Wyatt was married for a good minute or a couple of times or something like that. So hold on, I'm going to see. I don't think Kiki Wyatt is a good example, because, like, how many albums she had. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she might be notable, but I don't know. How many children's father does Erykah Badu have?
According to Yahoo,
oh, she only got three kids.
Has three children by three different men, all of whom happen to be musical artists themselves.
All right, so she got a baby by Andre 3000, J Electronica, and I don't know. Oh, and the DOC. Okay. All right. So, but she only got three kids. So she's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a woman with four baby fathers or better. At least four. Because we know plenty of men that got more than four or five baby moms. Easily. We know Nick Cannon. So, Kiki Wyatt. Let me see. How many children does Kiki Wyatt have?
To the U.S. Sun. Together, the two share three children, Kiever Wyatt, Raja K, and Katara Victoria.
Okay. So, was her... All right, when Kiki was 18, she married her road manager. Together, they had three children. So, she might only have, like, three or four baby dads. Tenth child. Wyatt and Daring married each other in 2018 after her divorce from Michael Ford. According to Essence, he is Wyatt's 10th child. What? What? How many fathers of children does Kiki Wyatt have?
According to Essence Magazine, she had three children with Ramit Morton, four with Michael Ford, and now two with Darren.
All right. She got a lot of kids, but she don't have a lot of baby fathers. Well, depending on how you look at it, you know. Okay, TK Wright says she has 11 kids with three to four baby dads. Yeah. She ain't a Nick Cannon. She got too many kids by one father. You know what I mean? She hung out for a while. She just like, evidently, you know what I mean? She ain't a player. She just like the fuck a lot. Like her legs flew open. Her legs fly open like them accordion doors. You know what I mean? You know the accordion doors. You know what I mean? The Wild West, the Old West. Those doors you come through. I guess they're not accordion doors. But you know, they something that this joint just fly open and shit. That fly open. The legs fly open with key. Be like, all right, we having problems, but. Kiki, what you doing? That's a sensitive joint. To be having that many kids. I don't know. She a Scorpio? She got more kids than a Pisces. You know, Pisces be having mad kids. Hold on. I could have sworn Kiki was a... Kiki was a... I think she's a Scorp. Hold on, chill. Oh, she a Pisces? Okay, that's... Never mind! She fit the profile. Hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. The Pisces be having baby. After baby. You can't stop no Pisces from having baby. as my daddy, the late great Brother Mac. He had one baby, two baby, three baby. Baby. Got two by this one, three by the other one, three by another one, two by that one. Got one hit, one dick, one hit. Nick Cannon, baby. Nick Cannon is a Libra, buddy. Muck has had some Pisces in his blood. It's run like blood. Yo, you gotta tell me something. It ain't about nothing. Yeah, Emily talking about I regret that I'm a Pisces. You know you don't. You always bragging about this shit. Yeah, you know you don't. You always bragging about Pisces the best. Pisces the best. Pisces the best. That's where Emily be trying to confess that. Pisces the best. That's what Emily be trying to confess. I said, the Pisces the best. That's what Emily be trying to confess. Don't try to back out of that shit now. Don't be trying to back out of shit. What up? T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. And Stacey White, thanks for coming through. Ain't no fright. And Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, dog? Glad to see you, girl. All right, what we talking about? All right. Kiki White off the chain. Anyway, said three here, four there, four here. It can be seen as reckless. But she married him. So I don't. She ain't. You know what? I don't see it. I don't see it as being reckless. No, I mean, you know, she got stray alley cat ways, but not reckless. She married. She got married. Now, if she did that without being married, I'd be like, yeah, that's a little much. But she had multiple children by multiple fathers, but she married. Seems like she married them all. But that's not the recklessness that I'm talking about. I've known women that had seven kids by seven different fathers. I've definitely known, you know, women that had five kids by five different fathers. Like, I knew one that said the reason that she is not with any of her baby fathers or never had another baby with them was because she don't make the same mistake twice. And she said that shit with a straight face. Yeah, I don't make the same mistake twice. I was like, but you went and had another baby by another one that was only going to be with you. She said, yeah, but we was one and done. I don't make the same mistake twice. She was dead serious. Rest in peace, Miss PG. Rest in peace, Mrs. PG. She was dead serious. I was like, you know what? I ain't going to say nothing about that, and I ain't going to even act mad about it. TK Wright says, but she's business savvy. I should hope so. Emily says, you always going to say something to get me out of the bushes. Yeah, bring your Pisces ass out the bushes. Bring your fish. Swim your ass up to shore. Swim your ass up to the top so we can see you. I want to lose that line. I want to use that hook. Yo, swim to the shore. Give me the look. Don't use that line. Don't use that look. Swim to shore. Give us a look. Don't use that line. Use that hook. Swim to shore, give us a look. All right. All right. TK Wright says, your daddy is more of a Kiki than a Nick because she married them. My daddy ain't married. No, my daddy is, yeah. Mm-mm. My daddy is a Nick Cannon. He was married three times. He had damn near all of the kids from his first marriage. That was to my mom. So, nah. No. Mm-mm. Look. May the late great Brother Mac rest in peace, but you don't have to say nothing that he wouldn't have said for himself. He ain't never try to portray like he'll tell you in a minute, look, I meant for all my kids to be here. You pregnant, I'm claiming. I'm pregnant. That must be me. I know you ain't had no other nigga around this house. Matter of fact, let's go upstairs. We'll talk about this over orgasm sandwich. We'll talk about this over a glass of cum. My dad was alive. He laughed about this. My dad could laugh at himself. Like, we'll talk about this over orgasm sandwich in a glass of cum to wash it down. We'll talk about this over orgasm sandwich in a glass of cum to wash it down. We'll talk about this over orgasm sandwich in a glass of cum to wash it down. Disciplined in business, reckless in life. My dad was very disciplined in business. Early to bed, early to rise, or stay up late. But if he stayed up late, he wasn't necessarily taking care of business. Nick only married one. That's why we all know a Nick. That's why we all know a Nick Cannon. We all know a Nick Cannon, baby. TK Wright says, I've seen her with her kids. Them kids are wild. Keeps adding more on. She might be a hoarder when it comes to kids. She just ain't. She'd be like looking around the room like ain't no child in that space. Put the baby over there. Oh, ain't no baby over there. Ain't no baby. Put the baby over there. All right. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, y'all. Disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. Now, you can be reckless in more than just sex. You can be reckless in more than just matters of the heart. You can be, like I said, you might be an overeater. You don't know how to, you don't discipline yourself or can't discipline yourself. Sort of like Big Pun. Big Pun. Great rapper. Good in business, too. He didn't die poor, broke, or none of that. But he obviously could not control his palate. He couldn't control his appetite. Fat boy, fat boys. You know the damn by law. Fat boys. We give you much, much more. But we all know overeaters. And some of those listen, man, you know, I know the BBW community is going to get on me about this, but you don't meet too many fat people that don't have good jobs or good in business. They usually be about their paper. And maybe it's because they got to make sure they have enough money to eat and to take you out to eat. Can I take you out to? Okay. But anyway, nonetheless, I don't really know too many fat people that don't be getting that money. You know what I mean? They be taking care of their guap affairs. Guap affairs. Now, if y'all know something that I don't know, holla back at me. You know, but I'm just telling y'all what I know. And from what I know, yeah. Disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. You know, many, many, many children have grown up to tell the story about their fathers or their mothers who will tell you that they provided everything for them financially, but they never provided any love or affection for them. Or they'll tell you that they were all over the place when it came to like maybe they spent all of their time chasing behind men or women or chasing after the love and affection of men and women, not their children. To me, that's kind of reckless. Always moving somebody in the crib, that's kind of reckless. Never really finding a stable home for your children to grow up in, to get comfortable in, and to, you know, really call home. To me, that's kind of reckless. So, you know, piggybacking off of what T. Carrie Wright was saying about Kiki Wyatt, maybe in that vein, all right, I can see how maybe people would say that having all those children would be reckless. Because maybe she has a voracious appetite for sex. Because ain't no doubt that she got a lot of eggs, and it seems like she's not very old, so she probably ain't seen a period since like 98. That was the last time she saw a period, when she made her first song with Avant. When she made My First Love, that was the last time she seen a menstruation, a menstrual cycle. TK Wright says, the Dugars, or the Duggars, has 16 kids trying to repopulate the whites. Kiki and Nick said, hold my beer. Who are the Dugars? Are they like the Osmonds and shit? Are they like the Osmonds? Disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. You might have a whole lot going on in your personal life that does not reflect through your business acumen or your business activities. So when it comes to developing a plan, when it comes to putting a business plan in motion, when it comes to getting a project off the ground, you might be the first person that they call because you got it going on and they know that they're going to be able to make some money where you are involved. But they might not know. Well, what about the people who do very well at work, but they want to try to have sex with everybody at their job? That's undisciplined. You know what I mean? That's mixing business with pleasure, and it can get you into a whole lot of trouble. Sexual harassment trouble. What is it when a manager is having a relationship with their subordinates? Conflict of interest. You might have conflict of interest issues. Conflict of interest issues. That might be you. That might be you. Watch me, you. Watch me, you. My brother Ansel Joe, what me you? You! Disciplined in business, reckless in your personal life. Disciplined in business, reckless in your personal life. Disciplined, reckless in your personal life. Disciplined in business, reckless in your personal life. Disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. Discipline in business and reckless in your personal life. Discipline in business, reckless in your personal life. Discipline in business, reckless in your personal life. In business, we can make it happen. Whether we singing, playing instruments, or rapping, we can make sure that we get the funds. And I'm going to sign a contract and another one. Matter of fact, we write our own scripts. And we make people sign them shits. And we keep the going, keep the money flowing. Everybody's getting paid. We ain't throwing no shade. But when it comes to that thing in my pants, that thing be coming out like a half pan full of ants. You know what I'm talking about? Speaking of the ants, speaking of the uncles. Yo, the shit be coming out. Yo, I can't stop making another child. I can't put a hat on this. I'm wild. And you know that I do what I want to. We ran through all of them boos. That's my boo. The other one's a boo. I got a boo crew. You should have yours too. But don't take none of mine. I own all of mine because I got the shine paid for mine. I'm a little bit of reckless, and I consider them all of my girl and my wife. You know this is my life, and I'ma live it to the best. And yeah, oh, live to the fullest. I'm get this shit. I'm about to pull this thing off. Like, I know I can. I can't stop it. I am the man. Got a lot of cash. Get a lot of ass. Defines exactly who I am in my class. It's something that I am ahead of. You don't know nothing about that. Instead of hating on me, you should go take that shit. Somebody with some weird down the street. You can't compete. And that's why you mad. Yeah, I'm her dad. I'm his dad, too. Yeah, all of them is just you. How old are you? What's your mom name? When was you born? Yo, is this a game? You trying to get a couple dollars off me? I'm going to stop rapping right now. We got some talking to do right now, you see. And so Jones says, you have to be taught in both. Nothing you wake up with knowledge. Copy and post in the comment box. Good looking out. Discipline in business. Reckless in personal life. I'm telling you. Even if we don't all know a Nick Cannon, we all know somebody that gets up off of their ass and goes to work every day. But they still, all right, what about the person that will go to work every day, work hard every day, put in the overtime, do whatever they got to do, but they got a drug habit. They come home and they get high each and every night. Ugh, home, get high each and every night. Come home, get high each and every night, and they drink that shit until they no longer dry. I said, come home, get high, drink. If they ever become, I said, they come home, get high, yo, drink until they not dry no more. You understand what we here for? Yo, nobody's going to stop me from my little vices. Everybody got their little thing. Why are you all on me? And I know that maybe I show too much of my hand, but wait a minute, stand down. Why guzzle it down, and we can talk right after. A lot of businessmen, good businessmen, have fit this bill. Still get money. Got drug habit. Whitney Houston, the late great Whitney Houston. Whitney was actually good with money. Made a lot of it, ton of it. But you know, she had that coke habit. A lot of people want to say that, you know, she was on crack. For some reason, I grew up around too many crackheads to say that Whitney was on crack. Coke, hell yeah, but crack. You usually go to the crack when you can't afford the coke. That's usually the way you wind up on crack. So I don't know. She could never not afford the coke. But anyway, a lot of our celebrities, past, present, and future, have struggled with substance abuse, and I mean a whole lot. And that's reckless behavior. It's hard to be on drugs and stay disciplined in anything. But you might still have your paper straight. You might. Shoot, Eminem had a drug problem. And you know Eminem made a lot of money, sold a lot of records, had his own label, signed 50 Cent to his label. You know how much money 50 Cent must have made for Eminem? If you think 50 is rich, can you imagine what Shady was getting? Can you imagine what Eminem was getting off of 50 Cent, those first two albums? Wasn't it like a five and a five, like $5 million for Get Rich and Die Trying and like $5 million for The Massacre? How many? See how many copies of Massacre sold? How many records did Get Rich or Die try and sell?
According to Wikipedia, it remains 50 Cent's best-selling album with certified sales of 9 million copies in the United States and is the 10th best-selling hip-hop album in the country.
9 million? No, 50 is wealthy too. Not Ansel. 50 is wealthy too, because he didn't just stick with those record sales. And I mean, Ricky, 50 made moves. 50 made moves, you know, and them Power series. And nah, 50 wealthy. 50 real wealthy. 50, matter of fact, 50 wealthy. He wealthy. He wealthy as hell. That's a wealthy motherfucker. Okay. All right. How many records did The Massacre by 50 Cent sell?
According to Wikipedia, it has sold over 11 million copies worldwide.
That can't be right. My Wikipedia. That can't be right. How did Get Rich or Die Tryin' be his best-selling album, but The Massacre sold more? Oh, God. All right. All right. They say that Get Rich or Die Trying sold 12 million, so maybe The Massacre sold 11? I don't know. Well, we know that none of his other albums after that sold very much. Well, you don't need another album after those kind of sales. I don't care what your deal looked like. You got paid. But can you imagine, like, one double platinum selling album can carry a whole label easily. It can carry a whole label. As Puffy, because that's all Biggie's first album sold, not diminishing his legacy, but he sold double platinum, and that put Bad Boy on the Mizzat. So a platinum selling album can carry a label. Double platinum, you good. You sell 11 million. That's an unprecedented amount of money, especially in the DVD era, the cassette tape era. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yeah, T. Carey, right? He had vitamin water. You know what I'm saying? That's 50. Podcast. Yeah. No, he ain't rich. He wealthy. And he can have all the falling out with his kids he want to have. They set. Unless he buy a few New York skyscrapers and an island somewhere, they ain't gonna run out of that money. But he would have to do that in order to, you know, spend himself out of rich man's good graces. Like, yo, how much for the Empire State Building? Man, y'all want $1 billion for what? That shit ain't cost but $100,000 when it was. Let's see how much it cost to build the Empire State Building when it was incepted. Okay. How much did it cost to build the Empire State Building?
$40,948,900, according to some information I found on Wikipedia.
I didn't know the Empire State Building has only been in effect since 1931. I didn't know that. $40 million. $948,900. You know how much money that was in 1930, though? Ooh, they built it fast. Construction started March 17th, 1930, and was completed April 11th, 1931. Okay. $40,948,900 was equivalent to $595 million in 2021. So, but that's not to say that I wonder if that's what it would cost to build a skyscraper of the Empire State Building's caliber these days. How would it cost you $695 million to build it? It might. I know that rent in the Empire State Building must be off the chit. Off the chit. Well, let's see. I mean, how much did it cost to build the World Trade Center? How much did it cost to build the World Trade Center?
According to History.com, cost to build, more than $1 billion. According to the New York Times, the cost of building the towers ballooned to more than $1 billion, far beyond its original budget of $280 million. Project managers faced cost overruns as safety, wind, and fire tests were conducted.
No, I mean original. How much did it cost to build the original World Trade Center?
According to Wikipedia, the core complex was built between 1966 and 1975 at a cost of $400 million.
Well, at least that was two buildings. I guess it was three. Or is it seven? Because it's building one, building two, and then all of a sudden you get to seven. Where's three to six? Where are three to six? All right. $400 million for the World Trade. And that would be equivalent to $3.56 billion in 2022. $3.56 billion. All right. Well, speaking of 50 Cent, I don't know how disciplined or undisciplined he was, you know, sexually, physically, and all of that. But we could see that he worked out, even though he used to be a fat boy, you know, getting shot up. Physically, it helped him a lot. It didn't help with his face because he didn't used to tell him, Eminem, Lloyd Banks, Young Buck, Fat Joe, Jada Kiss, Styles P, Sheik Luch, Kanye, Ja Rule. All right. You know, but anyway, you know, I got shot 9 times, but, you know, I'm still here, and I'm going to be here for the long haul. So I don't know how disciplined or undisciplined he is in his personal life, but evidently he's extremely good in business. But you look at him physically, it looks like that he was disciplined in that area also. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Money Mayweather. Disciplined in his job. Disciplined with his money. But is he really disciplined with his money? Because he seems to be reckless the way he just throws money around and all of that kind of shit. Making it rain and basically flossing all over the place. What do y'all think? Floyd Money Mayweather. Is Floyd Money Mayweather disciplined in business and reckless in his personal life? To me, he looks a little reckless in business also. If you consider the way that he spends money or throws money to be reckless, and I think it is. It's definitely not a good example. TK Wright said, he can't read, but he makes great investments. You remember when you was in remember when you used to get sick and if you was in class when you was like 5, 6, 7 years old and the teacher would tell you to put your head down, you know, put your head down if you wasn't feeling well? Well,
this is what I have to do after TK Wright said he can't read, but he makes great investments. I can't do this. I got to put my head down. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. I got to put my head down. I don't feel well after that shit. My stomach hurt.
Ah, shit, my back hurt too. He can read. He can read. He just didn't know how to read it in an acting form. And he was asking about that. That's a shame how they did him. The man was reading it. He was reading it. He kept asking, how do you want me to read it? But he kept saying, how do you read this? But he was reading as he was asking, how do you read it as he was reading it? You said barely. I'm done.
Call me when the school bell rings. Wake me up. I might got to go to the nurse. I might got to go home early. Call my mom.
Shit, y'all still see lights. Yeah, man. But yeah, I think Floyd Money Mayweather is a little reckless. I hate the example that he sets for the kids. I really do. I hate that. Because they're not going to be able to box like he is or make the type of investments that he's made. They're not going to be as disciplined or as lucky as he is. So they're going to, you know, start selling drugs or stick people up or things like that. Dedication and hard work. Hard work and debt. Nah, I ain't trying. TK Wright says your mom said that you knew he didn't pass the sixth grade. The Amish don't graduate past the sixth grade either. But I bet you if you want a butter type pretzel or a really good half chicken, where you gonna go? You want some organically grown fruit, produce? Where you gonna go? Huh? John Neely over there, you know, with the straw hat and the suspenders. Yeah, man, y'all a tough crowd. That ain't right. He can't read, but he makes good investments. Woo! Woo! Whoa, 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 whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa! All right. We good? Hey, yeah, we good? You good? All right. Disciplined in business, reckless in personal life. We'll get up, go to the bakery, make the donuts, bring the bacon back home. But can't control that thing inside your pants. Can't control your propensity to go to the liquor store. Can't control your interactions with the dope man. Can't control the things. That, what about people who are good with money, but their emotions be all over the place? They all like super crazy emotional and shit. You know what I mean? always mad at somebody, always not talking to somebody, just got back cool with somebody. You know, you can't talk to them about nothing. Everything you say to them in the vein of giving them advice is a judgment to them. What's up, Mia Cunningham? Mia Cunningham. What about people like that? To me, I don't know if that would be considered reckless, though. I don't know if that would be considered reckless, though. But it's something. There's some kind of smoke where there's fire. You know, reckless with your emotions. Maybe you haul off and smack people. Get fights with people. Punch somebody in the mouth. Sucker punch them. Sneak them. Steal them. Can't control your emotions. Reckless with your emotions. Always ready to go to war with somebody. Make reckless decisions when it comes to making enemies. And maybe even reckless when it comes to making friends. Will do anything to make a friend. But will also do anything to create an enemy. Oh. What about that? What about that? You might be a reckless driver. How about that? Reckless driving. Good with business. A great provider. Hell of a money maker. But be trying to straighten out curvy roads. Like you driving so fast, it was like you was trying to straighten out Lincoln Drive, Kelly Drive. Like that shit go like this. You trying to drive so fast that you work out the curves. Like Kelly Drive is no longer curvy. He drove so fast, straighten that shit out. Broke the sound and the sound barrier faster than the speed of light. Faster than the speed of light, what you know? What y'all know? What you? Discipline in business, reckless in the personal life. Discipline in business, reckless in your personal life. Discipline in business, reckless in your personal life. Got a bunch of girlfriends, kids, and got a wife. Got a wife. Had 4 or 5 kids on her. Nobody would warn her. And you feel like you have the right to do whatever you want to because you bring home the bacon you're making. Well, I heard this story before. And I know for sure that you're going to defend yourself even though you do the kind of things that put all of your jeopardy and health. Or should I say health and jeopardy can't come around to shit. Yo, I said to Z. Yo, you got to do better with your time. Drinking too much. Smoking that swine. Not smoking the swine. Eating the swine. Smoking that pork. You know what I'm talking about? I thought that you would start getting a little better blood pressure all the way in the air. Act like you don't care. Yo, your A1C. Oh, my God. Yo, we don't even want to talk about your A1C. But you're on the verge of a stroke, and it ain't no joke. You got to do something. Yo, the doctor's about to poke you with another needle. Yo, you got the little thing, but you got it in slim. Yo, that's kind of trouble you in. You not going to be around for long if you don't change your ways and get through this phase of this recklessness. That's the recklessness. Yo, you got your necklaces. Yeah, you wear your necklaces around thugs and crime. You out of line. They going to stick it up. They might even go ahead and get blood in the chain. Yo, can you refrain from being around people who you know don't care about you? Who the fuck are you, Tupac? Rock. Speaking of Tupac. A lot of people don't know that if Tupac would have lived, do you know that he would have had to go back to Rikers Island? Do you know that he probably would have had to go back to Clinton? Do you know that he would have had his bail revoked and he would have had to come back and do time on the East Coast that he talked all that shit about that he was actually originally from? If Tupac would have lived, he would have been sent back to New York to serve the rest of his sentence. Can you imagine that? Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 26th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They A-C-T. Okay. Number one out of the box, Yolanda Wesley. Happy birthday to you, Yolanda. And also Monet Jones. Happy birthday to you. And Sheik Al Apaluni. Happy birthday to you. And Katrina Peaches Greenfield. Happy birthday to you. And Michelle Shelley Allen. Happy birthday to you. And Sean Mills. Happy birthday to you. And Tori Antoinette. And last but not least, turning 54 years old today. And the only two people, second person on the list that listed their birthday, because Sean Mills is 47, turning 54 years old today, Yvette Body, Body to Body. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Glorious. May 26th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, you might be disciplined in business, know how to make the money, know how to settle the business, know how to get the contract signed, knows how to close out the sales, but you can still be reckless in other parts of your personal life that can impede and hinder the way that you make money or have an effect on the bottom line that you make it. You know, one thing that I didn't talk a whole lot about other than being overweight is that when you are reckless with your health, you won't be here to enjoy the discipline that you have with money, because you can do certain things to make yourself get sick out there. You know, diabetes, if you know you have problems with blood pressure or cardiovascular problems, and you smoke and do things like that, or you know, you reckless with unprotected sex, and you know, you get out there catching diseases and shit like, you know, hey man, listen, although they have treatments for HIV, they don't have a cure for it. So you're going to still be spending your money trying to live with it for the rest of your life. And I'm sure you don't want to do that. And there are other diseases out here that can have an effect on your health that you still maintain a lot of control about how you get them. So if you're disciplined in business, that's commendable. I would say, just like nature, try to make that balance in your life to whereas you are disciplined in other areas too, and you can capture the happiness that's out there for you. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. for another Urban Therapy with Sun Show, so make sure y'all come on through, and I do. Okay, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here.